Again, Erev Shabbos, holy Jews who've come to get ready for Shabbos together, to not wait for Shabbos to come upon us, but to greet Shabbos before she's even due to arrive, and therefore to show our enthusiasm, our alacrity, our zeal, our excitement to see the elevation of what Shabbos can do for us. Last, we've been learning a piece by the Slonim Rebbe on that notion of the exemption, the justification, the Jew who's mazik on Erev Shabbos because their ruts, their running, is not liable. And the interpretation of Rabbeinu Chananel, they're running not because they're late, they're running because they're merakeid. We dance our way into Shabbos. The music is playing, even if not literally, in our head, as we dance and skip and hop our way, longing, anticipating, counting down with excitement for the Shabbos. And he concludes that piece, and we didn't fully conclude it, but that's the origin of the custom to say Shir Hashirim, the description, the love affair of God and the Jewish people, like a chasan and kala, like a bride and groom, who are longing, who are in love, who are counting down for their chuppah, and who hope the chuppah represents the lowest moment of their love, that it only grows from there. We read Shir Hashirim, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah Yadayim, says, of all the metaphors, a husband and wife, a bride and groom, the romantic metaphor is, of course, the holiest. It's the one that we strive for the most. So we read Shir Hashirim because at that point in the week, at that moment of Kabbalah Shabbos, when Shabbos enters, Shabbos and we are a pair. Sunday is Monday and Tuesday is Wednesday and Thursday is Friday. Shabbos complained to God that she's all alone. And we step in and say, you're not all alone. This is the day that we are married, that we spend together, that we are immersed in one another, that we are enveloped in one another, that our love and our romance brings us together. We are the most achasan and kala at the beginning of Shabbos, and that's why the custom of Shir Hashirim. But today I want to learn, in our short time, a different piece. It's from Rav Avram Shor, and he's quoting several incredible Torahs. He writes, Shamati mi Rebbe apnei Menachem, schus yogin aleinu, the Ger Rebbe, the seventh Ger Rebbe, Rav Menachem Alter. So the Ger Rebbe said the following, Mosifim mishabbos lechol be'erev Shabbos of Motzei Shabbos, we add on a little bit to Shabbos. Shabbos technically begins at Shkia, sunset, or Tzeis HaKochavim, nightfall. It ends technically with Tzeis HaKochavim, the emergence of the three stars. But we add on a little bit. We draw Shabbos in a little bit early on the beginning end on Friday, and we extend Shabbos. We are among those who are not calculating to daven Marav so that when Shabbos ends, punkt, you can be done. But we're willing to daven Marav when Shabbos ends to just drag a little bit longer, to be able to suck out a little bit more of the holiness, the Kedusha, of the transformative power of Shabbos. We had a little in the beginning, a little at the end. Bechtei levatel eilu beza klipos. He had been developing in this piece the notion of the two klipos. There are negative energies that are trying to contaminate us. Negative energies that we have to combat. They come before Shabbos and they come after Shabbos. They're represented by the weekday. The negative energy of anxiety, of anxiousness, the negative energy of our to-do list and our tasks, the negative energy of our envy, the negative envy of improper ambition or aspiration or temptation or drive, the world around us with all of its noise and all of its distraction, it combats with us. These are two klipos, Shema Savavin HaShabbos. Friday, scrambling, running, getting ready, finishing what needs to be done, trying to extract ourselves from all those obligations so that we can fully enter and immerse ourselves in Shabbos. And on the other end, you come out of Shabbos, and that drive to want to grab the technology, see what's come in and what's happening and what's the update and what's going on in the world, to run to that Motzei Shabbos activity, to get back to the weekday with all of its opportunity, but also all of its challenge. So in order to negate, in order to combat these two klipos, these two tensions, these two distractions, we add a little Shabbos in the beginning, and we add a little Shabbos at the end. And the seventh Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, says, that's what it means when we say in Marav every night, V'haser satan milfaneinu u'me'acharenu. Hashem, help protect us from the satan that's before us and that's behind us. And these are the beis haklipos shemesavav en haShabbos. Help protect us from being surrounded right before we do something and when we're coming out of doing something. True, we're protected. When we're immersed in that activity, it could be davening. On our way still into davening, we're having extraneous thoughts and desires and drives. And the moment we're done with davening, we're running to go do. And maybe even if during davening, we've merited to lift ourselves and transcend that world, but there's a satan milfaneinu me'acharenu. Anytime we experience sanctity or holiness, there is an opposing force both before and after that we have to combat and that we have to overcome. Shabbos, which is the sanctuary in time, in Zman, we have these three bechinos, three realms, always. Makom, Zman, and Nefesh. When you have holiness, it expresses itself in space. That's what we're reading about in the Parsha. Holiness in space and Makom is, not a rhetorical question, is the Mishkan, the Mikdash. That is holiness, sanctity in space. Holiness, sanctity in time is Shabbos, as opposed to the week, and holiness in Nefesh. And then he quotes B'Sefer Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, Kosov, L'remezanu Kornes Lela Shabbos Ayom HaShishi, Shekorom B'Loshen Ashkenaz, Freitag zu Nachts. We call Friday night. If you want to say there's an Oneg, there's a Tish, there's a Fabrengen, where are you eating? Or depending where you live, by who are you eating on, what do you call it? On Friday night. Even in the Yiddish, Freitag zu Nachts. V'chein lehepech, b'yitzir Shabbos anukorin, es lel motzei Shabbos, ha-shayach li-yamalaf ha-shabbos, b'loshen Ashkenaz, Shabbos zu Nachts, u'chora ha-yamei aroi li-yos lehepech. L'kros es lel k'nis Shabbos ha-shem Shabbos, v'lel yitzir Shabbos ha-shem achol. So we call it Friday night, which sounds like we're using the secular, and we call it motzei Shabbos, where we're referring to Shabbos. And asks Rav Avim Shor, asks the Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitz, so shouldn't it be the opposite? Friday night, which is when Shabbos has already entered, we should call it Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. And Saturday night, it's already Ois Shabbos. Shabbos is over. It's Havdalah. It's behind us. It's in the rearview mirror. It's already Saturday night. It's already the eve of Sunday. So why do we do it in the reverse? Ki alayla holecha zachayom shel acharav. Raki mora kenala kedusha Shabbos shemis arev b'chol. V'lachem gan leil motzei Shabbos koren Hashem Shabbos. She kedusha Shabbos mashpil yimei achol. Umuvan Yoser ki ayikru levata koach haklipa shel elu rosh ha'umah shem rotin leinak mikidushos ha'shabas v'aydei ha'kesher shel Shabbos leilu beis ha'yomim aydei tosef ha'shabas v'lachein koren oso kein kanal kedei levata klipas. In order to offset these two tensions, the challenge, the tension of Erev Shabbos, and the drive, the distraction, the tension of Motzei Shabbos, we actually call it the reverse. We call it Friday night to say that Shabbos didn't just begin when the sun went down. When did Shabbos begin? With Erev Shabbos. So by calling it Friday night, we're suggesting that Friday itself was already transformed to be Erev Shabbos. Friday night is not disconnected from Friday. Shabbos didn't just begin when the sun went down, when the stars came out, when we lifted the Kiddush cup. Friday night is a continuation of Friday, because Shabbos already began when? When we transformed Friday into Erev Shabbos. And the same is true on the opposite end. Shabbos didn't end when the three stars came out. Shabbos isn't over when you recite Havdalah. Saturday night's not called Saturday night. Saturday night is Motzei Shabbos. We're still living it. We're still drawing from it. We're going to the Simcha. We're going to the event. We're going to the Avos Ubanim. We're going to the Vishinantim. We're going to do whatever we're doing. We sit down and we say, what are you doing Motzei Shabbos? Where are you going Motzei Shabbos? Oh, isn't that thing on Motzei Shabbos? It's not Saturday night. It's still Shabbos. So whether it's before Shabbos, where we draw from the energy, the holiness, the sanctity of Shabbos, even before it starts, we're already there. Or whether it's the Motzei, where we are continuing to be defined and identified with what we achieved and tapped into, with what we felt on Shabbos, we drag it and we draw it with us even afterwards. Says Rav Avram Shor, these two components, the way we call the day, the way we call the day, Freitag zu Nachts, Friday night. It's not, there's no name, Friday night, because it's already been Shabbos since Erev Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos, not Saturday night, because we're going to keep Shabbos going as long as we can. A Jew lives for Shabbos, not the weekday. A Jew uses the weekday to count down for Shabbos, doesn't count down on Shabbos till they can get back to the weekday. For a Yid, for a Jew, we don't have Shabbos so that we have the energy to get back to the week. We lived all week so that we can be rewarded. The return, the fruit of our labor, is to be able to enjoy Shabbos. And therefore, we're not rushed. We're rushed to begin it, and we already feel it in its anticipation, and we're quick to carry it with us even after the fact in order to combat these two klipos. We should be zocha. We should all merit v'hasar satan milfaneinu u'ma'achareinu. There is indeed a satan. We see it all around us. The scramble and the rush to get ready for Shabbos is a satan milfaneinu. The people who, no matter when Shabbos is, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, could be a 4-hour differential or window, and when Shabbos falls, They're going to be late. It doesn't make a difference when. That's the satan milfaneinu. Those who are scrambling and not ready, they're rushing and they're yelling and they're missing out on Erev Shabbos, they are losing to the satan that comes before. And those who can't wait, and yes, I alluded to it and I'll do it again, and I love everybody, but I hate this. There's no rush to calculate your Maariv and it'll end and I'll be home and everything will be set up and I can make Havdalah punct when Shabbos ends because I can't wait for the Motzei Shabbos. That's the Satan speaking. It's the voice of the Satan Me'acharenu at the end of Shabbos. Enjoy Shabbos. Have you ever had a simcha? If you've ever married off a child, you celebrated a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you don't want it to end. What do you look at the clock and you say, well, it's overtime after this. Everybody wrap up. Let's get out of here. Let this end already. Put it in the books. You just can't wait for it to go on. Nobody wants it to end. Shabbos is the simcha of Klal Yisrael, the chasan and kala with Hashem. Who wants it to end? The voice that says, I need to be ready and Havdalah has to be set up and I need to be Shabbos as soon as I have the opportunity, the first chance, that's the voice of the Satan. We should be zocha v'hasar Satan milfaneinu me'acharenu. To be able to overcome the Satan both before Shabbos and the Satan after Shabbos. To negate and triumph over the two klipos, these two negative energies and voices, to be able to not only live in Shabbos, but to be the type of Jews that know how to extend Shabbos. Wishing everyone a beautiful Erev Shabbos.